This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House lawmakers are endorsing a sales tax increase for teacher pay. House Bill 1182 adds a half penny to the state's sales tax to generate money for education and property tax relief. The measure failed by one vote last week. On Monday, it succeeded by the same margin. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
Hours of debate have echoed in South Dakota's House of Representatives chamber regarding House Bill 1182, and the discussion before its latest vote was no exception. Lawmakers clashed over points of contention, including whether the state can find money for higher teacher pay within the current budget. State Representative Tom Brunner says increasing the sales tax doesn't fix South Dakota's education funding problems.
I don't think we have a revenue problem at all. I think we have a priority problem. If we don't change these priorities, if we adopt this, we raise taxes, we raise revenue, high tide floats all ships in 5 years. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we'll be right back here. Unless we change the culture and the priorities within state government to continue to raise and raise at the same rate the revenue comes in 5 years, I hope you all save your button with the 51 and the line through it, because you'll still be in the same spot. And then we're going to raise it another half cent, or what are we going to do? Because I think we're going to be in the same position.
Brunner says a sales tax is the easy way. State Representative Jacqueline Sly co-chaired a task force on education funding.
Ladies and gentlemen, the work of the Blue Ribbon Task Force was about that broken system. We spent weeks, months addressing our broken system. That's why you have the plan before you. It is true, there's extra money in reserves. The plan addresses that. We have challenges with funding and making sure that our schools have enough funds so they can pay their teachers, so we have teachers for our students. The plan addresses that.
47 state representatives voted to support House Bill 1182. That's just enough to meet the two-thirds majority necessary to increase the sales tax. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
A bill that creates a process to ban racially charged school or athletic team names, mascots, or nicknames is moving forward in the South Dakota legislature. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has more.
House Bill 1147 says South Dakota residents who believe public school names are offensive can file a complaint with the South Dakota High School Activities Association. The association will review the complaint and consult with officials from the tribe closest to the school district. If tribal officials object to the use of the name, the bill stops the school from using it, but it does offer an appeal process. Opponents of the measure say it takes away local control. Wade Pogany is with the Associated School Boards of South Dakota.
It's important that our communities deal with these issues that affect our kids. And these are local issues. These are local issues that affect race relations. These are local issues that local leaders need to step up and address. But it should be local leaders that solve these problems, not someone outside the community, not some other entity that is completely not tied to that community directly or these kind of relations. My concern is that this bill changes the venue where those problems need to be addressed and where those decisions need to be made.
The bill's supporters say derogatory mascots and names harm students' self-esteem and self-worth. Senator Troy Heinert says local leaders have failed to address the issue.
It's been tried to be worked on at the local level. It's not happening. And I think there's probably been good conversation, but we need to say, okay, enough's enough. We understand that you're proud of your school. We're not trying to take that away from you. But don't be proud of your school or their ceremonies at the expense of us.
Members of the House Education Committee voted 10-4 to send House Bill 1147 to the House floor for further debate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
Legislation to require the teaching of tribal history in South Dakota schools failed its first committee hearing. Some educators say an effort is already underway to increase the teaching of Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota culture in the state. Those backing the bill say more needs to be done. The South Dakota Secretary of Education, Melody Schopp, testified against the proposal. But Schopp says she agrees the teaching of Native history and culture in South Dakota is important. Schott made her point before members of the House Education Committee in this way.
I wonder how many of you can name the 9 tribes by name and know where they are. You know, that is something that I wonder if us as adults can even do that at this point in time. So we want to move this work forward, and as a result, I want you to look at what we've accomplished thus far, but even more so.
Schott says South Dakota schools are working to implement more Native history into the curriculum. She notes a new program called Wolokota that is aiming at addressing part of the issue. But those backing the measure say more needs to be done. State Representative Sean Bordeaux is a prime sponsor of House Bill 1148.
This work began, I think it was said, in 2008 and was approved in 2011. It's been 5 years ago. We also heard testimony from our Department of Education that there's only one employee in the Office of Indian Education.
Bordeaux says items like the history of the 1868 treaty, the Dawes Act, and the role of important leaders in each tribe should be taught in schools. Members of the House Education Committee went on to kill the bill by a vote of 10-4. Those voting against the measure say they believe ongoing efforts will address the issues. And finally, a bill to change the way any Medicaid expansion is considered by lawmakers passed a state legislative committee. Governor Dennis Dugard proposed expanding Medicaid this year if the state can do it without spending general funds. The bill adds more requirements for any proposed expansion to pass. It also adds stipulations for a patient to qualify for expanded Medicaid. Lawmakers backing the bill say Medicaid expansion is a significant policy change that should be considered outside the normal appropriations process. Opponents say House Bill 1234 is not necessary, and lawmakers already have a say in the expansion proposal. A list of healthcare and advocacy organizations testified against the measure, including large hospitals in Rapid City and Sioux Falls, community health care centers, the AARP, and the American Heart Association. The bill passed the Senate State Affairs Committee by a vote of 9-3. It's next being considered on the House floor.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at SDPB News. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.